Hey love, how you doing? Yeah, it's not great times, is it? It's pretty scary, to be honest. Yeah, it's like, we've had fire, we've had famine, we've got plague, we've had floods. It's feeling pretty apocalyptic, really, isn't it? But I genuinely think it'll be okay. Like, yeah, it is scary, and I don't know what the next few months are gonna look like at all. With things shutting down, already being shut down, and people being ridiculous with their panic buying. But also, the thing is, panic buying is. It's not healthy for anyone. It's certainly not helpful for the greater good, but at the same time, I still understand it, you know? I understand the fear behind it, and I get that people are scared, and that's the thing at the moment, I think, is that, so many people are scared, and people don't know how to handle that because it's so unknown, and the guidelines and what we know is changing every day. Is scary. But at the same time, I think that it'll be okay because one of the things I have seen in the last month is incredible kindness from so many people to so many others. Kindness between neighbors and relatives, kindness between complete strangers on the internet, and people just so many people who are really stepping up and going, okay, I'm really fortunate in my situation. There are so many who aren't, whether that's because they're elderly, disabled, immunocompromised, or live with or know somebody who is any of those things. Or whether it's because they struggle with anxiety, especially health anxiety at this point, There are so many people who are in a less fortunate position than others at the moment, and people whose small businesses are being completely hammered by this, or people who are employed and who are either being laid off or having to go home from work and not know what's going on. And I think that there is. I think that there's a genuine care that I've seen in so many places. And that's one of the things that gives me hope about all of this. Yes, there are people hoarding hand sanitizers and toilet rolls, and there are idiots that are fighting over who gets the last tin of chopped tomatoes. But you know what? I don't think there's anywhere near as many of those people as there are people who are trying to help their fellow humans, who are checking on their elderly neighbours, who are putting notes through the doors saying, hey, if you're self-isolating and stuck for medicine or food, ring this number. I've got a car, I'm currently healthy, I can drop it off outside your door. I've had notes through my door with that one, which is so nice. And I know plenty of others who have too, and not, I don't just mean in the area in which I live. And the videos of people singing on balconies and playing music, and I think it was in Spain, there was a fitness instructor on the roof doing like fitness classes for people in the balconies around them. And, yeah, there are certainly people who live in an isolated house and who are going to be so much more segregated. But there's goodness around, and I think it's really important to remember that, and to remember that it is scary, but it's also okay. That people will get by. It's going to be hard, and I think panic and, well, not panic, I think fear and anxiety are perfectly valid and reasonable responses to this situation. But I hope they, you know, they don't turn into panic, because panic isn't helpful. It's like being, you know, it's like being angry at injustice in the world. There's one thing to be angry about it. There's something else to, you know, be completely rage-filled, because one of those things can be productive and one really struggles to be. And I think it's similar with the fear and panic around this. And I guess I wanted to ring you and to see how you're doing, but I wanted to check in because I know that you worry. I know that you do, and that's okay. And I want to tell you that I see that, and that I see you, and that I'm really aware of the fact that you're seeing this catastrophe through a different lens than I am. And I want to give voice to that, because, you know, for me, I'm not worried. Not really. I'm worried for others, but I'm not worried for me. I'm pretty young. I'm healthy. I'm so fortunate in my work situation that I can work from home, and that's not affecting my finances. You know, I'm incredibly lucky to be in this situation, and that's given me a particular lens that I can look through this at, you know, from a real place of privilege. And so many people don't have that. And I know that you're really worried, and that you struggle sometimes with anxiety and with fear around this. And I wanted to tell you that I'm here for you as best as I can be. That, you know, that thoughts and prayers don't, well, they're not going to put food on your table. They're not going to get you medicine if you need it. They're not going to magically make more hospital beds available. But in this time where people are isolated, it's something I can do. And, okay, I want you to do a thing for me, okay? It's a little bit silly. I need to close your eyes. I'm going to do this too. I want you to put your hands on your laps or on the table or on the chair next to you, somewhere relaxed and rested with your palms face up. And I want you to take a breath in with me and out. And just keep breathing gently. They don't have to be big, deep breaths. Let's make sure that we're not, you know, there's no danger of hyperventilation. There's no panicky breaths. We want to, that's it, nice and calm. And what I'm going to try and do right now is I'm going to channel some of that hope that I feel, because I do feel a lot of it. I feel a lot of hope right now. And it's like a white silver mist, but one that's got like a golden sun, like a glowing sun shape around it. Like an old, like an Aztec kind of sun shape in gold, kind of like around this ball of white silver light. And at the moment, that's what my hope feels like to me. That's what it feels like to me. And I'm going to breathe into that and give that some more breath, because it needs it. But doing that also means I've then got some spare. And I'm going to really focus on the palms of my hands. And I'm just going to visualize taking hold some of that hope and sending it right over to you. Because hope is so important. think it's really important for us to remember that sometimes enough people having hope will make such a big difference. Even on days where we can't really see that. Even on days where we struggle to see how anybody can be calm, and we struggle to see how anybody can just be getting on with their day, and how anyone can feel anything but sheer terror. But actually, hopefully, because there's enough of us that do have hope and that are able to see through some of the fear and kind of put some of that to one side and do things that will help, then hopefully things will be alright. You know? And I know that you're scared for you, and I know that you're scared for your loved ones, and that's okay. You know, I'm scared for mine too. And I want you to know that you're not alone. You're not alone in being scared, but you're also not alone in that there are people who want to comfort you and want to help and want to hold you. And whether you're feeling strong one day and then not the next day, whether you're trying to make sure that you're putting on a brave face when you talk to anyone else, but actually when your door closes at the end of the day and you sit on your bed and you just break down because you don't know what to do and you don't know what's coming, that's all right. Because that part of you is what needs comfort. Now I'm just going to imagine putting my hands over yours and just placing them there. My palms to your palms. Now my hands feel quite warm. I haven't moved them, but they feel kind of warm and tingly. Maybe yours do, maybe yours don't. But I'm sending you so much love and calm and comfort right now in these really tumultuous, unpredictable times. Because it's hard, and I see that.